All right, pre-show here. Hello, it's the second day of December, of December. December, you know what that means? 10th month. All right, yeah. Way to do it. September means 7th month, doesn't it? And if you want to get right down to it, October is 8th month. November has got to be 9th month, right? They just ran out of names for the months, because I don't think August has shit to do with it being the 6th month. Wait a minute, September is the 7th? What is September? 8, 9, 10. Fuck if I know. December the 12th, so that would make November the 11th. That would make October the 10th. Okay, so I fucked that all up. All right. Now then, I just looked up this chap's name because he's a great voiceover talent that I had the great pleasure of working with on F is for Family, and his name's Keith Ferguson. And I wanted to find Keith's name because he did. I was sitting here with a... No, that's not the voice. I was sitting here with a voice. I was experimenting with a voice, and now I forgot the voice that I was doing. But I remembered Keith did a clown voice. Oh, my name is Roland the Clown. But he did something, the way he rolled his tongue around in his mouth made this clown come to life as a real clown. And been a long time since we did F is for Family, so where are you, Keith? Are you in... Oh, here it is. So he played a lot of characters on the show. Was really, he was there all the time, man. I mean, I think he was like kind of a recurring like me or a utility voice who did a lot of different things, but he just knocked it out of the park with the stuff he did. He was in Robot Chicken. Let me see, Keith was in Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends. He was in DuckTales. He was in Kingdom Hearts. He was in Wander Over Yonder, Destiny 2. He was in Indiana Jones, the animated version. He played Han Solo. He was Robot Chicken. I mentioned that. He was in our show, F is for the show. I was in with him, F is for Family. What he did, his voice, it was like Rolo the Clown is the voice. And the voice, I'm telling you, it was great. When I heard it, you know, I rarely do I hear people do a voice that I think, God damn, that doesn't even sound like that cat. That doesn't even sound like it came out of that guy, right? I rarely hear that. Generally, you can connect the person to the voice. Or the character voice that they do. Like if we did a table read in those days, everybody was very, very talented. Don't get me wrong, but they all sounded like themselves in character being a character. When Keith did this clown voice, I looked over and who the fuck is doing that? You know? I got Thunder the Cat with me in studio. Brought her over from the house. She's hanging out with me because we got the heater on, right, Thunder? Got the floor heater on, because it's been kind of cool here in California. Hey, man, where you going now? She's wandering out.
Well, I do a variation with this voice, although it sounds like a fat man, it's either Chef Chedilia, or it's Don Berman, you know. But this was a voice that I was doing, and then I thought, wow, that sounds a little bit like that voice that, that clown voice that Keith did. Anyway, all right.
I wonder what he's doing these days. Hey, Keith, be working on anything, man? Let me see. All right, so it's a beautiful thing. Where are we at? What are we doing? Okay, December 1 is what they tell me the day is, right? I mean, December 2 is what they tell me the day is. And we're getting out of the vacation mode we were in with Thanksgiving week. Things got a little muddled in there. We had a bunch of shows that we were going to do. Obviously, we had the Bob Green show, and then we found this 3 hours of Bobby Dooley. Somebody said, you got to replay that. That's phenomenal. That'll give people a taste of the 2 days in a row of the radio show for free. I said, okay, fuck. I felt really fucked. No, I didn't. I'm kidding. So we did all of that. I think we did one new show last week. Now we're back into our regular schedule here of a couple of encore shows. I think we'll all survive. So that's where that's at, Jack. December, huh? Phew. What did we do last year? December of 2023. On the second day of December, my true love did to me. Look, man. Let me look at you, man. It was a Saturday classic. What do you think of that, man? Chef Chedilly was live in kitchen on the first. Do you think whether we did a new show then? I doubt it. Let me just see for kicks. Chef Chedilly live in kitchen. How you guys been, man? It's been one of those, we had Joe and Mallory's party. There's a couple of Thanksgiving parties I went to. Then I did Thanksgiving with my sisses. which was always fun. I always loved seeing them. And now we're back into the groove on our way to Christmas.
Let me see what it sounds like. You know, I don't know.
This is probably an encore, though. I got money that says it is. Let me see. Here we are, folks. It is the first day of December, and what better time than to roll out something, kind of a little, yep. That's what it is. Real good. All right, so back to the drawing board we go, which is fine. I mean, it'd be an encore Monday and Friday in those back then, so it's not surprising. Monday would be an encore. Margaret Gray belches her way through a review. Frank issues another no pants challenge. This is on Tuesday, December the 5th. I think I know this one. It sounds pretty good to me. Here we are, folks. It's an encore show. I explained during the pre-show that we've had a series of misfortunate and miscalculated events, some things that have been beyond our control, and all that bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
Bullshit. Get the fuck out of here, motherfucker. God damn it. Don't piss me off, Henry. BSP Classic Hour. What is this? December 6th. December 6th. Tom Dofka says Frank Gray makes people feel like insects. He's got to go. All right, let's do it. Sounds good to me. Tom Dofka. Frank Gray. I guess it was because Frank was on the day before, huh? You think? Yeah. Okay, great. Good thinking, Phil. So, yeah, we were down at the bungalow. I told you all about that. Came back here, and we dealt with the weekend as best as we could. Let's see here, man. I'm telling you, YouTube rocks. And Jackie says to me, well, where are you finding, you know, she says, what am I looking for here, man? Oh, she says, where are you finding all these good movies? YouTube. Go to YouTube. She says, I love that new movie, that Interstellar. Well, it's not new. She said, but I love that movie. I said, I watched that goddamn thing on YouTube, honey. I said, YouTube cost me like, I don't know, what is it, whatever, $14 a month, maybe not even that. It's less than that. It's like $10 a month. And I said, it's all these flicks. I mean, I'm not trying to do a commercial for YouTube, but beats the shit out of fucking Prime and all the other ones, as far as I'm concerned. All of the other ones, you know? So, I just think it beats the shit out of Prime, all of the other ones, too. All right, so Tom Dofka. Now then, I think we are into, are we into December 2000? I think we are. Let me look. Yeah, December 2000. where is this fucking thing, man? This is a pretty squirrely period, isn't it? Very weird. There we go. Very strange for a lot of people, I guess. But, you know, we will win. We will win out, man. Don't worry about it. We will win out overall. What is today? The 2nd? There's some screwy-looking shit here. School strip searches. Kids with razor scooters. I don't know, man. Male birth control? Let me see what this kids with razor scooters sounds like.
Yeah, we don't call them scooters.
Turned.
All right, so...
And when you're talking over there...
Sounds like Bourne's a little upset needing a Modern Midol cocktail. But anyway, you said that you needed to...
A Midol cocktail.
You want to find out how to keep the kid off of your property?
I just said Quinta again.
Yeah.
And my wife says to me, you just don't get culture. A collection of his... this person... But you know, the thing really interesting. Well, yeah. That's pretty much what I'm saying. You're nuts. All right? Thanks for calling the Phil Henry Show.
You'll burn in hell.
Okay.
I'm not like you.
You like nice clothes, I bet.
I guess I can go to hell on my razor. 1-800-449-86.
That sounds pretty good, man. Bobby Dooley on kids with razor scooters. We'll do it, man. We'll do it, bitch. That was actually from November of 2000, but hey. Well, shouldn't we do an actual show from December of 2000? Isn't that what people want? Or do they even really give that much of a fuck? For instance, would people rather hear David G. Hall wants Phil to play Santa at the office Christmas party because he's overweight. Phil closes talking about a visit to a Danish bakery and buying an eclair. I remember we used to go up to Maria when I was married and my stepkids. We used to go to Solvang, which is north of Los Angeles, on the way to Santa Barbara, if you took sort of the interior route, up the road from Kachuma Lake, where I learned how to fish. And Solvang is a manufactured tourist destination. The city fathers, I think, got together one year and said, let's turn this into a Swedish tourist destination. There's nothing about Solvang. There's no Swedish Americans living there necessarily. They just decided they'd do that. And it turned out to be a winning strategy. So people go up there and they get fucking Swedish stuff. I don't. We went to dinner there. And there's also a place called the Alisal Ranch, which is around the corner that we used to go and spend Christmas vacation at. Alisal Ranch. It's one of those dude ranch. It's not really a dude ranch. I can't even describe it. You can do horseback riding. There's, hay rides, that kind of shit. They got a great restaurant, great bar. We used to go there all the time. All right, now, Vernon Doja, Steve Bozell went to a Bon Jovi concert and his pleather pants cracked at the butt and he wasn't wearing underwear. He plans to sue the clothing manufacturer, the concert venue, Bon Jovi. That's a great one. Let's do that one. Okay. Man, I'm telling you. How do I know which one? I just dubbed off two of them. How do I know which is which in this bitch? Oh, here we go. Okay. One is the December 05 and one is 04. I think 05 is the one that I want, right? Let me see. December 5th is the one. Yes. Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to delete 04. Move to trash. Good. Got it, brother. Let's do it. No time like the pleasant. All right, man. So here we go.